Talk to me no matter what you feel. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, and it is the third podcast of January 2023. Hard to remember, but we are in 2023 now. Seems like only yesterday we were in 2020 and everything was being locked down. But, you know, that was then, and this is now. I have been enjoying Bird Buddy and sharing Bird Buddy on Instagram. Bunch of pictures and truly enjoying just getting those pictures out. However, I did want to state this podcast is brought to you by the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes you meet someone in life that is so impressive, so cool, so neat, so fun, that you think that person can't be real. And then, over time, you find out they were actually better than you thought. So as always, I don't necessarily have a set number of topics, but I have a few topics that I want to discuss. For the last few years, my shoulder has been painful and not easy to operate. And I actually went out to play golf at Top Golf the other day and was able to hit a golf ball. And my shoulder didn't hurt the next day, which is the first time that's happened in a long time. So this spring, I'm going to get back and dust my clubs off and get out and play some golf. I do love golf. It's a great way to get out on the golf course, just walk around. I love to walk outdoors, and golfing is just a great way to do that. So it's kind of cool. The other thing is I'm kind of sifting through a bunch of interesting technology projects that I've kind of half finished and not finished and actually doing them, right? So I'm kind of going through and finishing up a bunch of these, as my old friend Stu used to say, a havesy. I've got a bunch of havesy projects that are half done that never got finished. So I'm finishing those up and making sure that I'm able to, finish them, deliver them, build them, do the project. So that's another thing that I'm kind of working on. And then I've been, playing with the various technology hobbies that I have. And obviously I'm big into specialty cameras. So I really like to take a look at what can a camera do? In fact, a friend of mine just shared a video with me of his ROV, a remotely operated vehicle, showing a fish. It's not well defined in the water because it's murky and the water's dark and you can barely see the fish, but you can see the fish underwater. So it's kind of a cool thing. And I need to get my ROV out, need to get it charged, and I need to get back to looking at ROV stuff. So that's one thing that I'm doing in the short run. The other thing I've been doing is I got the Unistellar out. The Unistellar is a Kinect telescope that allows you to take pictures of space, and I was taking some pictures. Did not do well. I'm in an area, obviously, of suburbs of Washington, D.C., and there's a little bit too much light pollution. But mostly I'm just playing around, learning how it works, learning how to operate it, learning how to take those initial pictures. And in that, I will honestly say I did not do well. The pictures were just kind of blurry. I posted them up on, again, on Instagram and Facebook. I'm trying to be more consistent in what I do and don't share kind of as I go forward. So that was another project that I was working on that kind of was a havesy project because I started and then I stopped and then I started again, then I stopped. The other thing I'm doing is trying to get more articles and more components written for the various sites that I'm on. I end up being on 8 or 9 sites where I write frequently, and I'm trying to cut that down. I'm trying to get down to 3 to 4 sites at the most that I'm writing for at any one time, just because I get diluted, and when I get diluted, I start struggling because I don't always, I don't always have 10 topics in a month that I want to write about. Sometimes I really only want to talk about or write about one topic in a month. The other thing I'm focusing on and looking at is trying to figure out what I want to do in a in terms of when we move from the house we're in. I kind of have built my office into almost a cubbyhole. It's literally a cubbyhole. It is literally filled with desks. So I'm looking for a little bit more space in the new house, so I have a little more room where I don't have to share the basement with other people, where I don't have to worry about what other people are looking at, thinking about, and doing. I can actually just do what I want to do, you know, structurally, you know, do the projects and the components and the things that I want to do, because that's important to me at this point. I need to really be able to get my projects, you know, done in a way that is effective. That's the next thing. So I think I'm at more topics than usual this month. Couple of new restaurants opened up in our area. I care about new restaurants mostly because I think I'm at 7 or 8 years in a row now. I've been elected to the Washington D.C. suburban Yelp. English is like my 34th language after baby talk, gibberish, and several guttural languages that don't have words. Yelp, the rating website, has this really cool group called the Yelp Elite, and I've been a member of that for since 2016, so I guess that's 6 years that I've been a member of Yelp Elite. But it's really fun. I like doing restaurant reviews, and I like doing reviews of organizations and businesses. I really try to focus on restaurants that do a great job of customer service, restaurants that do a great job of food, and places that do really poor or horrible customer service. Because I feel like that's really kind of the barriers that most people encounter when it comes to dealing with businesses and organizations. So I'm kind of happy that I made Yelp Elite in 2023 for a 6th or 7th year. The other thing, of course, is it's January, and it's starting to get a little colder. We've had quite a few mornings below freezing. It's been getting up into the 40s, but it's not warm in the morning. So, you know, I bundle up to go on my morning walk, and I've noticed that fewer and fewer and fewer people are actually out there walking with me. Used to be, you know, I'd see 20, 25 people fairly consistently. We would wave and you know, kind of connect and communicate. But that number has dwindled. I think we're down to maybe 4 or 5 hardy walkers, and that's it. So you can tell it's January. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful day.